this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Now, it is a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me here, and I am taking your phone calls. Would love for you to pick up your phone, give us a call, and with any behavior training or healing questions, or if there's any animal-related subject on your mind that you'd like to chat about, I've got one in mind I'll bring up after the phone calls here. And local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email during the show to Martha or to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then if you need to get a hold of Animal World when we're off the air, you can use that email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can give me a call anytime. Remember, as a behavior therapist and trainer, I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so I'd love to chat with you about your animal friends. You can reach me at 360-217-7258. Also, you can use that number if you're interested in becoming part of the Animal World family of advertisers, 360-217-7258. And if you need to post something to Animal World, we've got a new mailing address. And the Animal World mailing address is 13517 Woods Lake Road, 13517 Woods Lake Road, Monroe, Washington, 98272. All righty then. We are just in the middle of a conversation with Jackie and Sammamish about a new dog she's brought into the family, so we're going to get back to that. Good morning again, Jackie.
Good morning.
All righty. So we were talking about the fact that You have a 15-year-old dachshund that not playing much part in this, our 6-year-old Mellow Murphy dachshund, and
correct.
Then because of the passing of one of the other dogs that you had, you brought in Miss Bella, who's a Chihuahua Minpin mix, mostly Minpin, it sounds like.
That's right.
And
that's right.
She's getting a little bossy and too big for her britches with Murphy and is picking on him a little too much.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a good thing, you know, that she gets him up and moving and playing, but it sounds like he's not cooperating as much as she'd like, so she goes overboard and can turn it into an argument.
Exactly. Yeah, I guess I'm curious at this point whether or not I just, when I see her herding him around, you know, he pays attention. He's used to being low on the totem pole, so to speak, because he is just, he was a rescue and he was a neglected dog.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's kind of used to being at the bottom of the pack. And, you know, it hurts me to see him there, but it's a role mm-hmm. he's quite
comfortable with.
Uh-huh. Do I go ahead and allow that when I see that? I mean, she might even be in the yard and I see her herding him where he's to go or not to go sometimes.
Yeah, I think that there's, you know, like I said, there'll be a gray area there, but I think you have to decide what of that behavior is acceptable and then mm-hmm. when it crosses the line.
Right.
So a little bit of that here and there, and certainly you can talk to her about, you know, and being gentle with Murphy and good friends and more attention when they're together than apart. But decide when she crosses the line and it's too much.
Yeah.
Now, that's where timeout comes in.
Gotcha.
And so this is one way of dealing with it, and this is kind of the behavior modification way of dealing with it. And timeout becomes the immediate consequence of unacceptable behavior.
And you know, Martha, mm-hmm. it actually worked with her because that's how we dealt with the barking at the window.
Ah, okay. But let me just, I'll explain the sequencing so everybody listening knows how to use this. Now, you need a timeout place, which you can use their crate. It's okay to send them to their bedroom and not make it a bad thing. It's okay to use the crate as timeout. Or you can use, if you don't have a crate, you can use a bathroom where you then, when she crosses the line, you just calmly get up, you go and get a hold of her, and you take her to her timeout area, put her in the crate, close the door, tell her you're going into timeout because you were bugging Murphy, okay? And then imagine that in your mind. You close
okay.
the door, and then you put a towel or a sheet over the top of the crate, or you close the door to the bathroom, turn out the light, and look at your watch or set the timer for 3 minutes.
Ah, okay.
And she has to be quiet for 3 minutes. If she makes noise, then you interrupt the barking, and the time starts over. But when she's been quiet for 3 minutes, you go back to timeout. You take the towel up off the crate and then as you let her out, remind her, now you went into timeout because you were bugging Murphy. let her out, but do your best to take her right back to the same situation.
Oh.
If she goes after him again and crosses the line, you take her to time out, and this time it's 6 minutes.
Okay.
When she comes out, all is forgiven, but remind her what she went in for. Take her back to the same situation. If she goes after him again, back in timeout for 10 minutes this time.
Okay.
Same thing happens again. You can go 20 minutes in timeout. I don't do any longer than 20 minutes, but each time you begin, you start, 3 minutes, 6 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Now, the reason this works, it is because it gives them what they want least about of everything in their world, which is separation away from their pack.
Mm-hmm.
So they really learn impulse control. And the problem when people do timeouts or separate, their dog from a situation, we do it for too long without the immediate reintroduction, and the dogs don't have a chance to be able to put two and two together and figure it out. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So this way, then they learn really. It can take longer to get the point across. Behavior modification usually takes longer to get there. But when you get there, it's usually a really solid resolution. Does that make sense?
Good.
Okay,
yes,
so that's option number one. Option number two would be an actual interrupt the behavior with a negative association. That's what I'd use the shake can for, or the squirt bottle.
Okay.
So if she's running around after Murphy and hurting him, she crosses that line, then you would tell her no, leave it, and shake the can at her or squirt her with the water.
Okay.
And then as soon as, that she stops, good, leave it. That's a good leave it. Starts up again, then shake or squirt, no, leave it. And then that interrupts the behavior, makes a negative association. It can be faster to get the problem under control. But my concerns would be, if the sound of the can or something upsets Murphy, then we might not want to do that. Or if you have trouble being close enough, to actually, squirt with the water, because, of course, you have to be able to poof them in the face.
That's true, yeah.
But that's another way of dealing with it if timeout isn't appropriate in the situation. But usually for these little dogs, timeout is extremely effective. Now, I'll tell you where I developed this years ago. I got a rash of older ladies with little miniature toy poodles. And the little poodles were just spoiled rotten. But they were biting their little old lady friends. And so I got called in, as a behavior therapist to try to resolve the problem. Well, I realized very quickly on that these women were not going to change what they were doing with their little poodle friends. They were going to continue to spoil them rotten. They just didn't want them to bite their lady friends. So that's where this timeout came from. When mom's sitting on the couch with her poodle friend and friend sits down, the poodle goes after the friend. You pick the dog up, off we go to the bathroom. In the bathroom, close the door, go back and sit down for 3 minutes. Then bring the dog back. She does it again, in for 6 minutes. And that sequence. And I'll tell you what, it works like a charm, because the one thing those little poodles don't want to be is separated from their moms. And
exactly.
So they learn to keep their trap shut. Now, then you can add a second follow-up in changing the way, the dog feels about the lady friends or the other dog. And that's a little food rewards when, they come close together and are behaving themselves. Then it's good friends and you can give a little treat. So, anytime Murphy comes around, we'd give Bella a little treat. Sort of thing.
But, good idea.
And so the big thing would be to extinguish the behavior when it crosses the line, and then kind of change the way she feels about him, wanting him around more because she gets more attention when he's around. as opposed to when he's not. Does that make sense?
It does. Sounds like it would work with her, too.
Okay. So I think that's what where we have to start with all of this.
Oh, thank you.
Anything else going on that you want to talk about?
Well, no. I'm sort of in a time constraint. I could go on for hours, but no. I'll speak to with you another time about our elderly dog. And but this was most pressing right now because I'm not one to rescue and give back, if you know, unless it's a dangerous situation.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's hope that this works. You can always contact me off air, and then if you take care of whatever it is that you have to do timing wise today, you know, I'm here till noon today. So you could call back, you know, in the last hour of the show or something if you have a question about your older dog, if that works out time-wise, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much, Martha.
Oh, you're welcome, Jackie. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty, let's head to Seattle. And Barbara, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Hi. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have a terrible problem that's evolved.
Uh-oh.
My little dog, it's a little I guess a fox terrier or something like that, little tiny thing. And the little guy's about 11 years old. He developed something they're calling megacolon.
Oh.
Scaring me to death. His stool comes out really big and like in lumps sometimes and long.
What's his name?
His name is Rebel.
Rebel.
Rebel. Doctor, can I call you doctor?
Well, no, because I'm not a doctor.
Well, I think of you as one, believe me.
yeah, but that's for you to know. I'm not a veterinarian.
Right.
I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer. I have a lot of experience. I've worked in veterinary medicine for almost 20 years, and we do Vet Sunday here, but I'm not a vet.
I know, but you do know it all. You know you do.
Well, I don't know it all, but thank you. I appreciate your confidence in me.
Well, I do have, and I may come to see you, but right now I just need to... What happened, I believe, is... The dog never had this kind of problem before. Now, he might have gone hungry. I was away from home, and I think somebody else didn't feed him properly.
Uh-huh.
I think he got into the cat litter box. And you know, I'm sure by now you know, that new cat litter they're putting up, the cat litter that clumps, the new clumps.
Yeah, not good stuff.
Oh, my God, that stuff is a disaster. It's causing death of more animals. I've been running around the country a bit, and a lot of my people, friends, their dogs are, there must be something in it that smells good or something. Because dogs are eating it.
Well, the big thing about dogs eating cat poop is, you know, for dogs to eat other animals' excrement, it can be very normal behavior. I mean, it's pretty grossly disgusting to us, but it's pretty normal. You know, if you're out in the country with your dogs, dogs love to eat horse poop and cow poop and goose poop and cat poop. And
I didn't know that.
You know, we commonly call... You know, cat poop, Kitty Roca, you know, for some dogs.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so it's very, very normal. Now, when dogs are eating other dogs' poop or their own poop, that's abnormal and is indicative of a problem.
Okay.
But even eating other animals' poop is really normal.
Okay, got it.
You are best when, if you have cats and litter now, I absolutely... agree with you, and I do not use nor do I recommend the clumping litter.
Thank you.
Because when that's the whole point of the litter.
Exactly.
When the cat urinates in the box, it congeals into a hard lump.
God,
so you can scoop it out of the box.
Yep.
But the problem is, you know, the dogs are usually not going after the litter, don't want to eat the litter. They're after the cat poop. And so they get litter when they're eating the cat poop.
What a disaster.
But it can harden and congeal in their tummies and intestinal tract and be a real problem.
Well, it's killing my dog.
Yeah, so do you have cats, Barbara?
I have one cat,
And do you have a litter box?
And I've done all the little tricks I can think of, like hide it or put it in another room or put it in the bathroom and put little guards around it. I've done so many things. That's why I thought maybe you...
Well, see, what I do is I don't use the clumping litters. I use more natural forms of litter.
Well, doctor, I mean, Martha, what I'm using is something they use in veterinary hospitals, and it's pine, and it doesn't clump. It's real expensive. It doesn't clump as much as that other stuff. In fact, I don't think it clumps.
Right, the feline pine, that's the little wood pellet stuff?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now that is similar to what I use, but I'm not willing to pay the price.
Oh, it's expensive.
Okay, so I use a wood pellet that is packaged as animal bedding.
Oh, that's interesting.
and I get it out. I actually get it out at the Monroe Co-op.
Okay.
You know, so feed and grain stores carry it. Yeah. There are several brands of wood pellet bedding that they call it. The one that I'm currently using is the brand name is Red Barn.
Okay, right, that Red Barn, got it.
And it's like a 40-pound bag.
Okay.
Of the wood pellets that you use as litter.
Okay.
And I would say for that 40-pound bag, it costts maybe $4 or $5.
Oh my!
Yeah,
I'm spending a fortune compared to that.
Right, right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Okay, but it's the same darn, you know, same thing, okay. Concept.
Well, what doctor? I mean, see, I can't help call you doctor. You, in my head, you are.
No, just call me Aunt Martha. Call me Aunt Martha. That works better.
Bless your heart.
All right. So now for people that aren't familiar with the wood pelleted litter, it can be a little bit of a process to switch cats over off of the more sandy clumping litter.
Uh-huh.
There are some natural forms of litter that are made from wheat and corn.
Okay.
There's ones made pellets of newspaper and so forth.
Yeah.
And you can use those. But if you want to do a wood pellet, the way I recommend shifting your cats over is that you dump out and clean the cat box.
Right.
You put in the wood pellets.
Huh.
And then you put a layer of the old cat litter that the cat's used to using on top.
Okay.
Do not mix it in. You let the cat mix it in.
Oh, got it.
But digging in it. And then once you've done that, and they then become familiar as the wood pellet as a medium to toilet in.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to do the mixing anymore.
Makes good sense.
And the kind of the wood pellets, what happens is when they urinate into the wood pellets, the pellet expands, it absorbs the moisture and expands, so it like makes a mountain.
Oh, I see.
And so it's pretty easy, you know, to scoop, because I recommend scooping and stirring at least once or twice a day for indoor cats. You just scoop out the mound.
Yes.
Into a bag and stir, and then add in more wood pellets.
Save a lot of product.
Right, as necessary. So I agree with you using, you know, the pellets, and that's a cheaper way to do it is go to the feed stores rather than the pet stores and get the pet bedding for me. But it's the same sort of thing.
Got it. Well, now, what is your opinion? Of course, you're not going to give me. What is your thinking about this diet with a dog? I'm giving him nothing but canned food now. I'm staying completely away from dry food. It scares me.
Uh-huh.
Like you said a while ago, the stuff that's in some of this dry food, you said or somebody said it to me today, was pathetic. Some of the brands are they got so much corn and rice and stuff in them, there's practically no meat in the food for the dog.
Right.
So I'm worried about that. So I'm giving him only canned food. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yes, it's a very good choice. I'm not. You had mentioned something about a problem with his colon. Has he actually been diagnosed by it?
I took him to the vet. She diagnosed. Well, actually, she did the X-ray. I said she could see the lump, but she could not identify. So she wants to go in and do tons of tests. God, I don't know how many tests, which is normal.
Uh-huh.
And she wants to. Then she said, but she said, and another vet told me that the end result, if they have to go in and cut something in the rectum area, if there's something in there, could be a disc out of place, could be in a spinal area, could be a tumor, could be anything.
Right.
And she said the end result usually is you'll keep them going for 2 or 3 months and you have to put them down anyway.
So I was
doing everything I could think of to see if he'd get a soft diet. I could work it out some way to give him some time to repair. I know the body can repair a bit if you give it some time. So I was working on everything I could think of.
Yeah, and I don't know. I was going to talk a little bit about, and maybe I'll get into that discussion after your call, Barbara. The mega esophagus condition, because I got something on Facebook I wanted to bring to people's attention.
Yeah.
But the mega colon, I've not had a dog with that problem.
Oh, you're gonna have him soon.
And I'm not real familiar with, you know, how it's treated. But I definitely would be following your veterinarian's advice.
Yeah.
And canned food is probably a better way to go. I can tell you that where I would go for information would be to our animal vet and my personal veterinarian, who's Dr. Bill Burlingame. Now, have you heard Dr. Bill on the show?
No, I haven't, but I'll still write it down. Bill Burlingame.
Okay. Now, he is not in your area. To see him, he works at Quilcita Vet up in Marysville.
Oh, I know Marysville. My friend is a Native American up there.
Right. But he also does a consultation practice.
Okay.
So I'm going to, have you got something to write with?
I sure do. Go ahead.
Because I have no idea. He is the expert on immune support and immune supplementation.
Okay.
And he keeps up on everything in terms of, you know, the best of the best.
Oh, sounds good.
And you can do a phone consultation, an hour phone consultation with him for just $60.
Oh, I would do that in a flash.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I'm thinking, because as much as you want to call me doctor, I'm not a veterinarian.
I got you.
Okay. And I know lots about, but this megacolon stuff, I don't know a lot about working with this. Okay,
pick up some information from him, because you're going to have people calling like crazy.
Exactly. So yeah. Maybe you can chat with Dr. Bill, and then you can fill me in, or
okay.
He can. Well, but his name is Dr. Bill Burlingame. B-U-R-L-I-N-G-A-M-E.
A-M-E. I got it.
And the phone number is 425-903-
Okay. 1913. Got it.
Okay, and do you want an email address?
No, I'm going to call him personally and just deal with it that way.
Okay, 425-903-1913. You tell Dr. Bill that you called Animal World.
Okay.
You know, and we worked out the business with the cat litter and all of that.
Okay.
And we talked about, you know, a little bit about food, but not a lot.
Right.
But I really couldn't intelligently speak to what's going on with your boy and his intestinal tract.
Yeah.
And I thought that it would be best for you to consult with Dr. Bill to find out the latest about all of this and see. And he won't tell you all kinds of stuff you need to do and lead you down a rosy path. I mean, he would be very honest with you, but you can trust him and know that he really knows his stuff.
Well, thank the mother, thank the father, whoever it is you thank.
Well, St. Francis and the Masters
and
today,
St.
huh?
And St. Francis is on my refrigerator right now. I'm looking right at him.
All right. Well, then you thank St. Francis.
I surely will. And thank you for your help.
You're welcome. And then you let me know what happens, okay?
Oh, I'm definitely going to do that.
All right. Okay, thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. We've got wide open phone lines. We're going to take care of our advertisers to get caught up. And then if you've got a behavior training or healing question for me, or if there's an animal-related issue on your mind you'd like to talk about, I'd love to hear from you. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll-free is 1-888-298-5569. And you can email me at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your beloved pet limping in pain or even becoming paralyzed? I'm Dr. Nels, and I have a passion for animals and their people. When you've tried everything for your pet but nothing has worked, I'm the one to call. I can help your pet get their happy, active life back without drugs or surgery. For a free consultation with me, go to healingministryforanimals.com and click the free report button now. That's healingministryforanimals.com. I can't wait to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonics Sound Healing System. check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with me here on Animal World. Hope you do it every Sunday morning. We're 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And I've got wide open phone lines, so how about, Prescott, let's work on finding a home for some missing link, huh? So, how many of you out there are feeding crummy dog food, cat food, and want to make it better? That's what the missing link was created for. So, we are going to give to the first caller that picks up the phone and gives Prescott a call. 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. And all you need to know, let's see, how about missing link phrase of the day? Call Martha. Yeah, because I need your phone calls. Yeah, so call Martha. This time you're calling Prescott, and then you can decide if you want. There are three versions for dogs of the Missing Link supplement. There's a version that focuses on skin and coat, one on hip and joint, and then there's the senior formula that has the great green New Zealand green muscle. There is a cat formula. There is what we call the wellness blend, which is vegetarian formula. You can feed to both your dogs and cats, other house critters like rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. And then there is a bird formula, and we also give away the poultry formula for city chickens and such. So if you would like a bag of Missing Link, all you got to do is pick up your phone and give Prescott a call and tell him, call Martha. All righty. So 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. You can't win the contest this way, but you can get a message to me if you like via email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. So since I don't have anybody on the line to talk to, one of the things that I thought might make a fascinating discussion today, I had intended to get to the movies this week. I rarely go to the movies. If you've listened to the show, you probably kind of know that, but every once in a while there is an animal related movie that really strikes a chord and I really, really want to see it. Well, this last weekend was the debut of the new movie A Dog's Purpose. And I have to say, I did read the book and I really, really liked the book, and it is a subject that, of course, is very close to my heart because it involves, you know, without giving it away too much, the dogs living multiple lifetimes, coming back to the same owner. And of course, I absolutely believe in that, and And all of my animals that I live with today, five cats and one dog, every single one of them has been with me at least once before in this lifetime. So I was fascinated to read the book. And I have to say that they did a really nice job with the book and the stories. And it doesn't quite jive exactly with my experience, but I don't know if I have the answers on this one or not. But it close enough that it was very, very good. So I was really looking forward to seeing the movie. Now, then I'm sure if you've been paying attention at all, there was a big controversy that happened just before the scheduled premiere last weekend. And the controversy, it was so huge that they actually canceled the big celebration for the big, huge, premiere that they had scheduled. They still released the film, but they didn't do the big premiere party and all of that. And that was because a film clip, a behind-the-scenes film clip, was leaked by somebody, in the production, team or department, and it was not good. It was not good. It was a film of a German Shepherd that apparently was being used in the movie, and there must have been some kind of scene that involves rapid moving water, and so this was a behind the scene film of this crew, the trainer trying to get this film clip of this dog in raging water that was somehow set up in a swimming pool with boat engines and stuff, although you didn't get a full pan view of what was going on. And of course the dog looked pretty terrified. And then there was an incident when at the end of the clip where it appears that when they let the dog go in the water, the dog is overwhelmed and goes under, and then everything stops to save the dog. Now, of course, then the report comes out that, dog was fine and everything was fine and all of that. But a big hoopla, as you might imagine, after this film clip coming out, and many, many people, of course, then saying that they wouldn't see the movie and all of that. So, I, of course, watched the clip a number of times, was not at all pleased to see what I saw, and wasn't at all surprised that the footage got leaked, and because it was so dramatic. And hopefully, some lessons have, powerful lessons have been learned by, the powers that be in the movie-making industry, and when you're doing work with animals, you have to be ultra careful. And even as a behavior therapist and trainer, I really don't know what they were trying to accomplish with this water scene and this German Shepherd. That's one of the reasons I wanted to see the movie, because I wanted to see what it was they were trying to film. But just in watching it, I could see how it could have been structured and set up differently to not be so terrifying and threatening to the particular dog. So I decided that I think that the point of the film, and then giving the creators the benefit of the doubt that perhaps they weren't all aware of what was going on, and that we can and are very capable of learning from our mistakes, that some major lessons have been learned by not only, this film crew, but many others as well, and that you have to take better precautions to care for our animal friends and so forth. But I feel that the point of the movie is big enough and huge enough that I really wanted to see it so I could report on it. So anyway, I haven't been able to go see it. I did check it out. It is at the movie theaters in Monroe, so it's close, and I hope to get there soon to see the movie. Maybe I can do that this week so I can report next week. That's my intention anyway, and hopefully Mother Nature cooperates and I feel good and can do that. But I'm just curious, have any of you seen the movie A Dog's Purpose, and if so, how was it? Are you planning to see it? Are you planning not to see it? Are you boycotting? What's going on out there in Radio Land and this movie, A Dog's Purpose? I would love to hear from you if you wanna chat about it. So that, of course, is off my list, and I will let you know when I see the movie if I don't hear from you to talk about it. And I don't believe we got any missing link takers, did we? We have not. So you got to pick up your phone if you would like a bag of the missing link sent to your door, 425-373-5527. I would also love to have your phone calls at toll-free. 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And we are going to, let's stay on schedule, take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then I will get back to my list of things to chat about if we don't have phone calls. And gosh, maybe we'll even get current events in on time. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And during this hour, you've heard from a number of our advertisers. Now, be sure to check out Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Nels Healing Ministry for Animals. You can check him out on Facebook, Healing Ministry for Animals, and he's got some great stuff there. Check out his website at Healing Ministry for Animals or NelsHealingMinistry.com. Still works as well. There is a patient assessment form that you can fill out on the website, which will go to Dr. Nels, and then he'll call you and do a free 30-minute phone evaluation with you and let you know if what's going on with your animal friends, if it's something he can help with. He does work with some behavior stuff, but also physical stuff, and absolutely a miracle worker. A number of great testimonial visit videos, more and more all the time on his website. before and afters. A lot of dachshunds, long-bodied dogs like corgis, so forth, that paralyzed from the waist down, and with no drugs, no surgery, 4 to 7 treatments with Dr. Nels, and these dogs are walking and running again. It's quite miraculous what he's doing. And I have to thank him personally, because when I got the flu so bad, I called Dr. Nels, or actually I sent him an email. Bless his heart, he did a remote reboot for me, made a huge difference as well. So thanks to my friends, Dr. Nels Rasmussen at NelsHealingMinistry.com, also Jude and Paul Ponton, Whispering-Dragon.com, for the remote treatments and help. And I actually went in to see Jude and Paul when I could. So that makes a huge, huge difference. They can be of great support. I want to also remind you about our great animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso, that she is available for private readings over the phone. She has an email special, one question for $15. Can't beat that. And then you'll find her at a lot of the psychic fairs around the area. And there's she's got some appearances on current events coming up, so I'll tell you about those. Also want to remind you about the NuPro supplements, N-U-P-R-O, NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O supplements. Great way to get picky dogs eating regular meals so they get excited about their meals, get that saliva production going, which is so important in their digestive process, and they'll gobble it right up. So, because you don't want to be free feeding your dogs. Dogs are not intended to be grazers. They are feast and famine models. Need to get excited about their food and scarf it all up. I really recommend the NuPro supplements, but they also have great supplements for cats and ferrets, as a matter of fact. And I have to say, all 5 of my cats love their feline supplement. The little feline nuggets. They're really, really palatable. So, you know, check that all out. All righty then. I'm going to go back here just for a moment. I want to mention something and show you on Facebook. I told you that I wanted to mention mega esophagus in dogs. And this is a condition where the esophagus is the tube that goes from the mouth down to the stomach and takes the food down. And ordinarily, it's a nice, firm tube, and you get the peristaltic action, or whatever you call it, when that will help move the food down to the stomach. Well, there's a condition in dogs that I believe is genetic, sometimes anyway, or a predisposition, but it's called a mega esophagus, and they get kind of like a bubble or an area in the esophagus that the food will collect, and it doesn't go down easily. And so it can be very difficult. It can be a life-threatening situation with dogs, and it can always be risky when you feed them. And this is where, because of this condition and some others, are why the elevated feeding stations and so forth were created. Well, a really great little clip on Facebook came up in the last couple weeks that I posted, and I just wanted to tell you about it. It's on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, and it, let's see, I posted it on January 25th. So if you go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and then scroll down, you will find this. Mike, I don't know if you can, What did I do here? Go back. This is a feeding chair. Can you see this? Watch this guy. It's a wooden chair that the guy has built for a German Shepherd. And it's quite attractive. It even got a smile on Mike's face, I got to tell you. It's quite attractive. It has a door that he opens up, and then a platform on the door that holds the food bowl, and then the dog backs up into this contraption, into this chair sort of thing, and then sits down and puts his paws up on the platform, and the guy closes him into this chair. So it ends up being the dog is actually closed, like sitting on his butt in this high chair contraption, feet up. And then the guy, you know, gives him the okay to eat the food, and this German Shepherd, you know, eats his food sitting in this upright position. Well, I just thought it was extremely creative. Now, I don't know, you know, that everybody, of course, could build a chair like this, and whether or not you could design one that would work for every breed of dog. But if you've got a mega esophagus dog, or you know somebody that does, you definitely want to share this video on Facebook, because it is so creative and just a marvelous solution. Okay, then. Now, we have phone calls. Yay. So we will put off current events till the next hour. I want to say congratulations to Lynn in Auburn, who won the Missing Link. And guess what? She has got a question. So let's head down to Auburn. Lynn, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me.
Oh, hi, Martha. I sure appreciate your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. What can I help you with?
Thanks. Well,
and congratulations for winning Missing Link.
Thank you very much. I have been using it for my dog, and I wanted to get some for my daughter's little rescue puppy. He's about 10 weeks old now, and he's probably, we're not sure, but probably lab boxer type mix. So it looks like it's going to be pretty big. And my question mainly is...
Is about this puppy?
Pardon me?
About your question's about this puppy?
Yes, it is about this puppy.
Okay, so you said lab boxer, about 10 weeks old?
Yes.
And a little male?
Yes.
What's his name?
His name is Charlie. His 3-year-old little person named him.
All right. So what's going on with Charlie that you want to ask about?
Well, he seems to be real healthy, and he had the group who rescued his litter. They did a fantastic job with all his medical and that. My main question is about, I guess, feeding him, because he is going to be big. Whether there are any particular tips or precautions about feeding a big puppy properly so that he develops okay, and whether they're feeding him dry food right now, and I thought it might be better for him to have wet food, and that was one of my motivations for getting him some Missing Link. You got to dampen it a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, good questions. And, you know, the big thing about feeding puppies, especially, you know, larger breeds of dogs, you know, lab boxer types, the important thing to remember is that you don't want to overfeed. You want to keep them skinny, skinny, skinny until they're at least 2 years old. Okay. The skeleton doesn't fully develop and seat until 2 years of age.
Okay.
So you don't want them packing a lot of puppy fat and stuff on those little skeletons while they're developing. So ordinarily you would start out, and remember what I said about dogs, they are not grazers.
Right.
So free feeding, not a good idea. You want to feed regular meals, kind of generally. And of course, remember there's exceptions to every rule.
Mm-hmm.
But the general program would be with young puppies up till, you know, that 10, 12 weeks of age, you'd feed 3 times a day.
Okay.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then at some point, you would eliminate the middle meal. And that's usually between like 10 weeks and 4 to 5 months of age, depending on the breed and you know, what's going on in their life and activity level, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then I usually stay at 2 meals a day, breakfast and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, if they're spayed or neutered, you want to knock off the third meal.
Okay.
But two meals a day is usually what you stick with. And as long as you're feeding good food and it's palatable, you know, then they should get excited about both breakfast and dinner and scarf up their food.
Right.
Which you can, just feeding straight dry is not my favorite way to feed. And of course, I try very hard not to hone into absolutes, because I don't think there's just one right way to feed dogs for everyone. I think you have to make the best choice for yourself and your dog and what you can afford and what you have space for and that sort of thing. Generally speaking, with most dogs, the best way to feed is raw.
Right, yeah.
Second choice would be home cooking.
Okay.
Third choice would be the highest quality processed foods that you can afford.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, adding in, you know, supplements is excellent. Missing Link is really great. The NuPro supplements can be great and help with palatability.
Okay.
And now another training technique can be, if you are feeding dry foods, that, you know, there's a lot of training and patterning that goes on with puppies.
Yeah.
So one thing that you can do is that you can give them their breakfast and their dinner, but the lunch, you don't actually feed them lunch. You pour the amount of dry food into a bag that you would give them for lunch, and
mm-hmm.
then you use those little nuggets as training rewards as you're training the dog throughout the day.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a great little tip. You know, for raising puppies, so that, because, you know, again, you don't want to make them fat.
Right.
But there's a lot to be said for, you know, positive approach and motivational training, you know, with rewards. And random food reward, of course, is the strongest way of strengthening canine behavior.
Random, yes. Okay, well, gosh, this is really great information. I'm certainly going to pass it along and happily give him a Missing Link for him, because my dog's been doing great on it this dog is only going on three now, but he's been on it the whole time.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. And then you call me, of course, if you need more help, okay?
Okay, I will. Thanks again, Martha.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, I think we are going to not go back to the phones, because I'm sure that our next caller has a bunch to talk about here. And let's see, in the last hour of today's show, we, of course, will continue with open phone lines. We do have to get in current events. I've got a report on some animal TV for you that I hopefully will have time to get to. And, of course, I promised to let you know who our longtime friend of Animal World is that's in some jeopardy and needs some help, so we'll be sure and cover that base as well in the next hour. Oh, and I might as well, let's see, well, I've got a chance, in case you're leaving us, remember tomorrow is the big premiere of Krista Gibson, the editor and publisher of New Spirit Journal. It's her new online TV show, Keeping It Real with Krista Gibson, starts at noon tomorrow on sharewisdom.tv, sharewisdom.tv, and guess who's her first guest? Well, that would be me. So I'm really looking forward to that, and we're going to be talking about the basics of raising happy puppies and getting all this good stuff under control as you're raising them. So that's going to be a lot of fun. She's also got some great astrological stuff. So you can tune in on your computer, your tablet, your phone, or you can listen later on demand and at iTunes or as a Spreaker podcast. So remember, Share Wisdom TV tomorrow at noon for Keeping It Real with Krista Gibson and me. Okay, then. We are going to wrap up hour number two, fire up hour number three. We'll go back to the phone lines then. If you've got a question for me, I'd say call in now, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.